This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We are live at Globe Life Field in Arlington, and they have just dropped off some of the Red Peagle rally towels for today's game, the Rangers and the A's. 1:35 gets going, 1 o'clock pregame right here on the Fan.
Can I tell you something that happened yesterday when I was driving to the park? There was a lot more traffic around the stadium yesterday around 4:45, and I wasn't here late, but I was supposed to get here at 4:30, so I was a little bit late. And there were already, and I'm not making this number up because Carter can confirm this, he showed up here 15 minutes after the gates opened at 5 o'clock. There were 20,000 people outside
the stadium. To get the replica trophy, right?
At 4:45, 15 minutes before this building opened, there were already 20,000 people. So you had to, once they opened the gates,
that's crazy.
If you weren't already in line, and the lines were around the building because it was half full. By 5:30, this building was already half full, an hour and 15 minutes, or an hour 10. Sorry,
I should have
said hour 40 before game time. It was, I've never seen it like that before. For giveaways.
I should have said amazing, not crazy. Like, yeah. I don't think it's crazy to do that. That's just that's amazing. And congrats to everyone who got one.
I mean, you had to work your butt off. I mean, you just had to really leave work early or not be a worker.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're an independent worker.
Or maybe you're working.
Maybe that's your day off.
Yeah, you work from home and that's like how you work.
But you literally had to be in line before the gates open to get the 10,000 people. There are people that got here before the gates open that didn't get one.
Wow. That is, that's.
Should you give them out
every day? Yeah, every fan should get one.
If they said they were giving 10,000 more out today, would 10,000 people buy a ticket now
absolutely.
And then show up here at 11 a.m.?
Yes, guaranteed. Because people, that's something that, we talked about the Corey Seager bat yesterday, Mike. That's a one-of-one thing, but this is something that, you, as a Rangers fan, this is the first one. This is the one that you get. It's only a one-of-one for Rangers fans right now. So having that is your thing, man.
For a Wednesday against the Oakland Athletics, this was
smartly planned.
Three-fourths full? I just didn't expect, especially the game before, the Tuesday night against Oakland, it was a little bit more than half full, but it's Oakland, it's a school week. And then here it was yesterday, and I don't know what the crowd's going to be like today. It's a tough one. Thursday during a work day in the middle of the day might be a tough crowd, but, man, there are a lot of people here last night.
Let me ask you a question. From the 214, yeah, I missed out on it. Does it bother you, the people that missed out on it, for the people who just showed up to resell it? Like, that's just the way capitalism works.
Yeah, but they're selling for, if you want one, I hate telling you this, but if you want one, they're approximately $100 right now on eBay.
Ooh, holy moly.
I mean, you're going to have to pay. If you want one bad enough, though, I would say that $100 is worth it if you want it bad enough.
From the 214, I got my trophies on eBay selling for more than $140
right
now. And there's multiple people who are like, from the 817, yeah, I desperately wanted that mini trophy. Didn't get one. You should see from the 940 how much people are selling them for on Facebook Marketplace. And that's just the way capitalism works, and I understand that. But I am bummed for the people who are like, I love the Rangers. I'm a diehard. I just really, really wanted that mini championship trophy.
And there's people that do this, and you can't fault them for this. They do is they buy four tickets in the upper deck.
Yeah.
They get in line at 4 p.m., an hour before the game.
Yeah.
I have four tickets. It doesn't mean I have to have four people. I'm checking in with my four tickets. You give them four bobbleheads. And I do think 95% of the people that bought a ticket yesterday stayed.
Sure.
But there are a few people, I've seen it before, that do this because they know there's a profit margin here. Let's just say your ticket was $20.
Right.
You can sell it for $100 easy on eBay.
Right.
You buy four tickets at $80. You sell these at $400. You've made $320 approximately. Obviously, I'm not including the huge taxes and fees that eBay throws on everything.
Right, right.
But yeah, I think most people stayed. A lot of people, though, I asked on the Evan Carter bobblehead day, there was a line to still get in. Those did not go as fast. There was 15,000 instead of 10. You probably could have been in line at, let's say the gates open at 5. You could have been here and gotten in line. And if you got here by 5:30, I think you would have got one of those. Like, that was probably the latest you could have got Evan Carter. But people would get it. And then they're in line to go somewhere else.
Okay, yeah.
And I was like, where are you guys going? Is there like an Evan Carter autograph session that I don't know about? But they were having to leave. They recheck you out, and then they check you in, and when they check you back in, obviously it says your ticket has already been scanned. You don't get another bobblehead.
From the 817, I got my mini trophy last night and had Chuck Morgan sign the box.
Oh, that's cool.
That's a, like, I wonder if that, you know, Chuck Morgan's been a very busy man, I bet, because he's got that window and the door and everything.
I signed 3 boxes.
You did?
I thought it was not smart of those people, and I told them, I was like, I didn't do anything. I'm not... I don't announce the games like Chuck Morgan, and I'm not Corey Seager or Marcus Semien, but they wanted me to sign it, and I did.
That's got to mean something to you, though, right?
And once again, I think because I talked yesterday, it was really cool because I said yesterday about the Tolos.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm trying not to make up this number. I don't want to exaggerate, and I was trying to be like really approximate with about 250 people. You know, yell Tolo, say what's up, this and that. So I think because we had a lot of listeners yesterday listening to us that then came here, I thought even more. Said, what's up, because they had heard me talk about it, and it was really cool. Yesterday, Joe Trahan with the Dallas Cowboys was here. He's a professor at UNT, or at least he teaches a session or a class. I'm sorry if I'm getting this wrong, Joe, but he was here
PR class,
with students, and I'm forgetting to give a shout-out, but there was a huge Tolo in that class. He went to Bishop Lynch. He's in his third year at UNT.
Cool.
He's hoping one day to become a broadcaster. And was asking me a lot of questions. Awesome kid. I'm sorry I'm forgetting your name, brother, but I had a lot of people who said hi. And then there's a Tolo who gave me 6 big chocolate bars that I've delivered 2 of them to you.
Yes.
I obviously can't see the other guys today, but it's on the back, her name, to just give a shout-out to our Tolo.
It's from Anita. Anita sent these in to us, and I really appreciate that. That is awesome. I have a suggestion to us. Because
tell me about
this is a significant thing, and people love shout-outs, Kevin. Like, people, I mean, even people try to get shout-outs on Thursdays and Wednesdays and Tuesdays and even Mondays, whenever it's really just shout-out Friday. Mm-hmm. We need to have a way for Tolos to print Tolo cards with their names on them, okay?
Well, that's a great idea.
They can carry them out here to games and give that card to Mike so he can have his stack and go,
that would be cool.
John yesterday showed up. Tito yesterday showed up.
Yeah,
Jerry
cool.
showed up. You know, just and he has cards. Everybody has their own little Tolo
You're
cards.
You saying Jerry Jones would hand me a card saying
no,
Jerry
just,
Tolo?
And there are lots of dudes named Jerry, Mike. Lots of people named Jerry. But Jerry is a Tolo. That is for sure.
Common name, I feel
really?
Yeah. Like.
No, yeah.
Is it not?
Tom and Jerry. It was a cartoon show. Yeah. Remember that? Jerry Seinfeld.
Wasn't that one called Jerry Fired Tom?
No, that's a different one. He did fire Tom. Wow, I didn't even think about that.
I did not either.
But that way, people can have little cards to give to Mike, so he can remember their names. So he could be like, "I got their names. Here's the stack after last night's game. I'm saying shout outs to everybody that came up to say hi. Would you remember the cards?
It would help me out. I'd put them in my computer bag, so then I would have that, because there's a lot of people. It's really cool. A young kid. Came up, he's like, look, and he had a picture of me at the Dallas card show with him. He's like, are you going the next one? How's your Evan Carter collection going? And I'm like, well, his cards are going down, so it's easier to get right now. But, you know, it's actually happening. Kevin, what you said to start the year is, do you hope in a way that Evan Carter gets off to a slow start so his cards go down so they're easier to
get?
Yes. And that is happening. Why did you put that on him?
Nah. I didn't say I hope it happens. I said, do you hope for financial reasons so you can swoop in? Because at the time, you said, I'll buy all the cards and prove those people wrong in the long run.
And now I'm questioning myself.
For not
There's
buying
a
them.
Card that might be like $200 today that it goes off on eBay that was more like $300 right before the season started. Should I invest another $200 in Evan Carter?
Corey,
are you telling me he's going to be under $200 this year?
Corey, I want to ask if I can do a little Forgiveness Friday early.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I want to ask for forgiveness. I thought Mike was a big Evan Carter fan, but hearing this, it sounds like he's like a wishy-washy Evan Carter fan if he's not buying
this
card.
We'll call it Tell It To Me Thursday.
Here's the card.
Yeah, Tell It To Me Thursday.
It says increase max bid because I'm winning it. I shouldn't even say this because now somebody's going to outbid me.
This was a poor strategy to get that out over the air, especially when you just said how popular the show is and the station is. This is a poor strategy.
We are so popular.
We are.
It's like it's too much. I would like to become less popular.
Okay.
Disagree.
So here's something I was thinking about this morning because I have been, when we go out to dinner as families, there's always.
You can't even eat dinner
there
anymore.
There is one person, at least one person, every time I go out. And I love it. No, I love it because that's what we got into. We discuss Michael Jordan, right? Like he can't. His life is different.
Yes,
he can't.
You're
go,
not Michael Jordan.
I think we're there.
I disagree.
But this dude, like, he can't go anywhere, and that's why he's rude to people. He's like, I can be rude. I have everything in the world. I can be rude.
We
got to
be Dirks.
We're nice.
Dirk can't go anywhere. He's a 7-foot dude. First of all, he can't. He can't just put on a hat and a beard and be like, nobody knows who I am. You're Dirk. You're a 7-foot German guy walking around. Nobody looks like you.
But right? I would say this. Here's my request is because there are a lot of people that Kevin will say, hey, I saw you at, let's say, some restaurant.
Right.
Was this you? I took a picture of you from afar, but I didn't want to say hi.
Just say hello in the moment. It's way better than the alternative.
It makes us look awesome to our kids and our wives. Our wives are, she acts like she doesn't like it. You know, she's like, oh, I can't take you anywhere. But we look awesome to them. They're
like,
oh my gosh.
Do you think women like famous guys?
Oh my gosh. Power, fame, money, those are the big three, right?
That's what they're looking for.
And I'm just big me.
I'm sure there are some
somebody
Kevin, plenty of people who love famous
people.
Kevin,
you have it. Is it your first time out to the ballpark this year?
No, second.
Second. You're going to be overwhelmed.
Yeah, man. Yeah. We're
it's
world
just
going to
be like, I can't do this anymore. We're going to need security.
I don't think
we got our security eating the yogurt right now.
I'm not going to ask for security.
If you had a security detail,
yes.
All right.
Ruben eating a yogurt.
Yeah, well, and he has some sort of nut dipping that he put into it, too. That was weird. But he
give it crunch.
Yeah, it's right there. Kevin, if you had a security detail, would you want, like, multiple former military vets that are as your detail? Would you want one just gigantic Bruno type guy who's just walking around with his glasses and his briefcase, or do you want like a little dude that knows like all the judo and everything? What do you want?
See, I watched
Peacemaker and I saw Judo Master. I was like, that dude's
awesome.
I
don't need a super. Well, hold on, I don't want this to get marked. He can be. I don't really know of a good way to say this. He can be a big fella. I want him dressed in a suit, perhaps with sunglasses, and people are like, I don't know, man. That dude looks like if something goes down, he's going to kill us all. And so he doesn't need to be super jacked,
right.
Just like big enough and in his power suit, all black, that you're like.
I want the opposite. I want Mark Henry, but I want him in his wrestling gear. And so everybody knows he's ready to go. Like a suit guy, you're like, he's in a suit. He's going to be a little bit. You know, strain. By the way, speaking of juice, I talked to the juice makers here.
I really thought that was going to be an OJ transition.
No, he's dead. The small batch tequila that's behind us that's in the blue and red juice, I confirm this. We've talked about this before. If you're a Tolo, you know what we're talking about. We're in center field today. We're on the AstroTurf. Not in center field.
Yes.
Up, like
behind,
two levels up. Because there's turf on the field and turf where we're at.
Right.
The juice makers of the tequila slushies did tell me I was right. It's an hour and a half. Give or take like 5 to 10 minutes. It's an hour and a half. Right now the juice is just juice. But it's going to be slush here pretty soon. When you get to the ballpark, it's going to be slushy time.
From the 214, I saw Mike at Whataburger by 75 and Haskell. He was surrounded by multiple people. So there you go. He was.
That's where I met. I'm sorry, I'm forgetting his name, but he was like.
That's why you need these Tolo cards.
Yeah, it was awesome. He was very nice. He's like, you're famous. I was like, I know.
Oh, my God.
It's overwhelming.
Look, I
at this
take...
point, if me and Corey Seager were in a line at Waterburger, I don't know. I don't know. I really
right
don't
now.
Know.
Especially if they heard
you saying
talking.
That Corey Seager wouldn't be in a Waterburger.
No, I'm saying Corey Seager would be way more popular than you at the Waterburger.
At this point, let's find out.
Well, I want to take a different tactic. Thank you guys for making us so popular. I apologize for those who think it's too much of a burden. I love it. Thank you guys very, very much.
We're just learning how to live with it is what Mike's saying. Like, well, that's what we're learning.
You guys make our life and career much easier.
God, I'm more famous now than I ever was throwing a baseball.
That I believe. Unless people call you the C word, probably.
Oh, yeah, they did. They like calling you an F and C in New York. No matter if you're – I'm not even pitching today, man.
It doesn't matter who it is, man. It doesn't matter who it is. They're just, you're wearing the wrong jersey today, buddy.
Can we throw it to cut –
I'm wearing the home team jersey. And they're calling me that.
All right. Well, I'm going to give up on that part. I'm going to throw out.
What cut do you want?
I'm going to go with.
Dude, we can finish this with just more of this kind of banter. I think the Tolos are loving it right now.
I'm going to go with two other things instead. Do you want to go with Jackson Holliday or Max Scherzer?
Max Scherzer plays for the world champion Rangers. Jackson Holliday's an 0-for-4.
Okay. That's a great point. Max Scherzer has, it sounds like he's trying to move the timeline up again. Because
I like what you're saying here, because the other station had, they're like, I think All-Star break. And I'm like, have you guys not listened to anything from like February 15th to March 30th?
Well, here, hey, ticket folks, take a listen and this can help you out. This is from Max Scherzer. I'm sorry, was I not supposed to say that? What is that, the third time this morning I've done something like that? This is from Max Scherzer directly. I really feel like I'm kind of turning the corner in terms of rehab. I'm recovering from bullpens, feeling normal, looking to get into live batting practice next week, and then going from there. Should be on a rehab assignment pretty soon. So, again, you're moving up the timeline, and I really dig that.
Hey, like, he is a super competitor. And, Mike, I think the most important part about that is he said this is from Max Scherzer directly. So, Kevin's so famous now that Max just texts him back and forth.
I'm sorry. It was either Sean McFarland or Evan Grant with the Dallas Morning News.
I like
who got
more
that.
The guy who
the
makes
way.
The yeah. characters.
That is Todd McFarland.
I do like this from the – where did it go? Oh, from 806, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift send out Mike to distract the media from them. So that's how famous Mike is.
At this point,
stop it.
I don't even know. Like,
I know. I know.
Sabathia was at the Super Bowl right behind Taylor Swift. They might be like, we got to put you in another area.
So the camera zooms in on her, and they're like, hold on, wait a second, it's Mike Messick. And then they like kick the camera over to the right.
I'm going to confuse people.
Kevin, to get back on that, the Max Scherzer topic, that's great news. It's great to hear. I want him to be pitching as soon as possible. But I don't – it is much like we need him when it matters most.
Yeah.
And right now, do you feel like – this group can carry it? Or like Heaney, I have a lot of questions about. So I need another starter.
I hear what you're saying. I just think Max Scherzer might be the number one individual that it's impossible to slow down. Like, you might be like, hey, take your time. And he's like, F that.
I'm Max Scherzer.
I need to go out to pitch.
There is a difference between him and Jacob deGrom. Max Scherzer has 1 year left on this contract. Jacob deGrom has 4 years left.
Yeah.
So, in a way, I hate saying this, but this is the reality of it. The Rangers aren't going to be as protective of Max Scherzer going, look, he's 39 years old. He's on a one-year deal. If he's ready, if we're seeing the signs that he's ready, let's go with it. We have approximately, when Max Scherzer is ready, 4.5 months of baseball left with Max Scherzer. I hope he signs a 1 or 2 year deal with the Rangers after this year's over, that he did great. The Rangers want him back, and we get to see Max Scherzer have another 1 or 2 years with the Texas Rangers. But I do think that they are going to be – they'll let Max Scherzer be more aggressive, if that makes sense.
Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you real quick, Corey, how impressed – and Mike, how impressed are you by this? This tweet was sent out by Buster Olney on November 14th, 2013. Matt Holliday's son, future All-Star. Now that he's in Major League Baseball.
Which one, though?
He was referencing Jackson, and he followed up and said, no, I've seen it, because people are like, isn't that a little too early? He goes, no, I've seen him hit. I believe it. Are you impressed by that?
That is,
or do you think
impressive.
By saying Matt Holliday's son, he gave himself a little grace?
Brad Townsend, yeah. Kevin said the Mavericks would probably finish sixth in the playoff or the standings this year.
And now we're no worse than fifth.
Yeah, no worse than fifth.
Good
so
job, Brad.
Did Brad Townsend mess it all up, or
do and we know we're playing the Clippers?
He said
too.
It in October.
It's official.
That was before the trade. So
that's impressive.
That was
then.
Impressive for him to say that even before the trade.
Agreed. Agreed. Agreed.
So I like predictors, Kevin. I do
Man,
like people.
I'm
who
excited
predict things.
About what's coming up. Next, Kevin.
Well,
tease me.
What's coming up next, Mike? I wish you wouldn't say it like that.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.